Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from all at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, February the 9th. I'm Sue.
I'm Louise.
And I'm Margaret.
Coming up this week, we have got the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. We hope you're all keeping well and enjoy this week's edition. As usual, we'd love to hear any tips or suggestions you have for us. So please feel free to include a note in your wallet if you have any thoughts or requests. First up, we have our notices section and we start with the weather. As usual, we begin with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 7:33 a.m. and sunset will be at 5:13 p.m. Now, you've probably noticed the temperatures have dropped in recent days and they will only peak at around 3 degrees centigrade, that's 37 degrees Fahrenheit, by Monday. NHS cold weather advice includes drawing your curtains at dusk and keeping your doors closed to block out draughts. Advice also recommends having regular hot drinks and at least one hot meal a day to keep energy levels up. You are also recommended to wear several light layers of warm clothes rather than one chunky layer if you're over 65 or have reduced mobility. And you're recommended to heat your home to at least 18 degrees centigrade, that's 64 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, once again, we would like to remind all of you who are listening via CD to remember to send your CD back each week to ensure we can send a new disc out for you. Thanks to a kind donation by the Pedmore Sporting Association, we are now using re-recordable CDs, which help reduce the cost of Beacon providing the services in the wake of Dudley Council cuts.
Next, we will move on to our tip of the week to help when you are living with sight loss. Do you use audiobooks? If not, it is worth considering them as an option. The RNIB Talking Book Library is now free to access, giving you the choice of a huge range of quality books on CD, memory stick or download, with free delivery and return postage. The memory sticks can hold several books, so no need to change CD every 40 minutes, and are easily controlled, so hold real advantages over CD. Advice and demonstrations with regards to audiobooks and players are available at the Beacon. Just speak to John on 01902 886 786.
Now we're going to take a look at what's happening in the area. Stuck for romantic and original ideas for Valentine's Day? Why not make your loved one a ring in Birmingham's Jewellery Quarter, no less? On Saturday, February 11th, the Museum of the Jewellery Quarter will be opening its doors to allow people to make their loved one a ring in a silver workshop. Designer Grace Page will be guiding people through the techniques. Tickets are £50, including all materials and refreshments. Call 0121 328 8140 to book.
A Beatles Fest is being held in Birmingham on Sunday. It will be an annual celebration of the day the Beatles first played Birmingham in a now sadly burnt down Ritz Ballroom on York's Road in King's Heath. An All You Need Is Love concert will take place in Fletcher's Bar on York Road in King's Heath, opposite the ruins, with performances from local artists. It will take place between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. and call 0121 443 4725.
Nature writer Matt Merritt will be talking on the subject at Stourbridge Library next month. He is the editor of Birdwatcher magazine and his articles have been featured widely in the press, including by The Telegraph and the RSPB. His narrative non-fiction title, A Sky Full of Birds, documents his travels around the UK in search of the greatest spectacles of British bird life and was published by Penguin in 2016. He is also an accomplished poet with two collections of poetry, The Elephant Test and... oh my goodness, I'm not quite sure how to say this, everybody. Another collection, both published in the West Midlands by the Nine Arches Press. His talk will take place at 6:30 p.m. on March the 1st and tickets are £3, including a glass of wine or tea and coffee. Call 01384 812 945 to book.
There will be popcorn, pop cakes and mocktails at a closing party to mark the end of a popular exhibition at Wolverhampton Art Gallery. The gathering will be on February the 22nd to mark the closing on the Roy Lichtenstein exhibition. Taking place between 6:30 p.m. and 10 p.m., There will be a photo booth where you can dress up in the pop Georgian mashup, or enter an exciting drawing booth and be drawn in a comic strip Lichtenstein style, including having your hair and makeup done too. There will also be a fancy dress prize for the best dress participant in the 1950s, 1960s or Georgian fancy dress. Entry is free, but there will be a small charge for food and drink. The event is aimed at those between the ages of 14 and 30.
Thank you, Sue, and thank you, Louise. And now it's time to take a look at some news from the Beacon Centre, as well as some other important information. Now we have some exciting news for you. Later this month, the Beacon Centre will be hosting its first ever Tech Week. Some of the latest technology innovations, which can make everyday life a little easier and more interesting, will be showcased during the week. The organisation is hosting the Tech Week between February the 20th and the 24th, which aims to take away the fear factor some people have about using some of the latest gadgets and equipment, and show how they can benefit people on a daily basis. The event, which is free to attend, will be showcasing a wide range of equipment and technology, which mainly, but not exclusively, supports those with sight loss. However, the event is open to all members of the public who would like to find out a little bit more about technology and what it could do for them. Among the technology on offer during the week will be the chance to try out virtual reality, VR headsets, various home automation products, advice on using digital smart devices, and 3D printing, with the opportunity to watch a 3D map of the centre develop. There'll also be the chance to participate in a pilot programme of smart barriers, which tell you via your phone when roadworks are nearby. The week will also focus on technology in the home, with the chance for people to find out more about smart appliances, such as kettles and washing machines. Visitors will also be able to learn how to make technology more accessible and find out more about local schemes, such as telecare, and how it could benefit them. There will be the chance to learn more about connected autonomous vehicles, which could transport us around the region in the future. Representatives from Birmingham City University will also be on hand to showcase a smart cane for those living with sight loss. Participants in the Get Active Fitness Tracking Pilot Programme, currently being run by the Beacon Centre, will be demonstrating their work so far, while Mark Butler Golf Academy will be bringing in its SkyTrack golf simulator to encourage people to see the accessibility of golf for visually impaired people and what they could achieve on the golf course. Beacon Centre Chief Executive Arwin Jones said, "For those who have never used it, the idea of embracing technology can seem very scary, but we want to showcase that it can be a massive positive impact on someone's day-to-day life, whatever your age. We've lined up a fantastic array of demonstrations for people to find out more and just come and see what technology could do for them. Whether it's something simple, such as learning how to use an app, or more advanced, such as 3D printing, a map, or an image of a loved one. Although we will have lots of gadgets for people with sight loss, the event is open to all, and there will be plenty of things to interest young people if they would like to attend. We will be live streaming for some of the events and check back shortly for our schedule for the week. People can drop in during the course of the week, but to find out more about what demonstrations will be taking place on which days, contact Anne-Marie Balram on 01902 880 111 or email abalram@beaconvision.org. And with that final item, we'll now make way for this week's edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So it's goodbye from Margaret.
And it's goodbye from Sue.
And goodbye from Louise.